Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It's 4:30 p.m., the 19th of May, 2020. And I'm going to start out talking about the book, The Might of Thoughts, Machter Gedanken. I've made it through it again. And every time I read this book, I am continually amazed by the content. And I wanted to read something in the foreword that Elizabeth Moosberger wrote. Her husband wrote the real interesting book, And Still They Fly, which was about the Meyer case. But she said, so the book which lies before you is dedicated to a humankind which is ill in its consciousness, so that it again finds the creation natural way which it lost so long ago. I forget that literally pretty much everyone on earth is in some way, shape, or form suffering from a illness in their consciousness. In fact, we were genetically manipulated to have an increased aggression and a shortened lifespan. So all these things work together to make things that much more difficult on this planet, which is probably why so many extraterrestrial groups avoid us, is because we not only have this manipulation which was done to us way back before, well, thousands and thousands of years ago in the Sirius system, when the creator overlords were trying to create a group of humans that would defend them. So this is how we got here. It's a long story. I have no intention of going over again right now. We can certainly do that some other time, but we're ill in our consciousness because we have this aggression. And we were designed that way by this very evolved group in the Sirius system, but a different space-time configuration. And our creation, our universe, is roughly egg-shaped, and it has seven counter-rotating rings. The fourth layer or ring is where all the suns and the stars and the galaxies reside. But also there are seven different space-time configurations. And we have what you could think of as almost like similar occurrences of our universe, the material aspect of it. So I think of it this way because of what the Meyer material says about in Lyra Vega in a different space-time configuration. Well, we have a Lyra Vega in our space-time configuration. We have a Sirius system in our space-time configuration, but there are other space-time configurations. There are seven of them. And I think of them in some ways as a variation on each other to a certain aspect. There are similarities and differences. So our race, Homo sapiens sapiens, did not originate on Earth. I mean, there were naturally developing Earth humans on Earth, but we were brought here from the Sirius system by a group in the Contact 251 that's called the Benefactors. And the Creator Overlords were kind of, what they did is they created another human race. And the people that were in Sirius were originally from Lyra Vega, and they suffered through many, many wars. So through genetic manipulation, they took the aggression out of themselves. So they really couldn't fight. It just wasn't in them anymore to be aggressive fighters. But they again, biologically engineered kind of a secondary race. They were the primary race. Secondary race, they give shortened lifespans and this real intensity fight to fight. And why do I say that? Well, I think the coronavirus / COVID-19 is the byproduct of this increased aggression. In some ways, you could look at it that way, because if you remember way back in February, there was a guy named Dr. Francis Boyle who was on the Alex Jones show. I don't know if you ever listened to that show, but he also did some YouTubes. This guy has 3 degrees from Harvard, and he worked with the Bush administration, Bush Senior, to write the Biological Weapons Convention legislation. And he said at the very beginning that the coronavirus, or COVID-19, more correctly, is an offensive biological weapon that was created in these BSL-4 laboratories in Wuhan. So, and this was a shock, and we were all shocked by this. And then the lockdown came in China, and there were hundreds of millions of people locked down, and then the lockdown came to the U.S., and we've pretty much given over all of our freedoms to the government at this point. So it's a very difficult situation that we're in. Now let's retrace ourselves a little bit. Around 2014, the COVID-19 virus was being manufactured in the United States in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And then I believe it was Barack Obama who put a moratorium on this gain-of-function research. And the gain-of-function research is what makes the virus more dangerous than a typical virus. And it was actually Dr. Fauci who illegally moved the COVID-19 research to Wuhan, China. He used millions of taxpayers' dollars to move the research to China, even though the research had been deemed as too dangerous to do here in the U.S. Now, this has never been talked about yet on the mainstream media. So what we're seeing on YouTube, on the television, so many of them are criminals. It's absolutely shocking. And as you know, there is such a thing called the fake media. And because the mainstream media is so fake now, people like me just have cropped up all over to try to get the truth out. And there's a distraction that the media wants to be. They want to prevent us from knowing the truth, from seeing the big picture. Now, one of the things that they are doing is hiding what's called the PCR testing. The PCR testing is the testing they're using to detect the coronavirus. It cannot really effectively detect COVID-19, but it works just fine for their purposes because it shows false positives all the time. Anyone that's had a flu shot is going to show a false positive for COVID-19. And a lot of these people that are supposedly dying because of COVID-19, it's really comorbidities. The person had cancer as well as COVID-19. He had, you know, some other condition. He had a stroke, had a seizure, and he had COVID-19 at the same time, and then, you know, he passed away or she passed away. So they're not talking about the comorbidities. They're not talking about the fact that the PCR testing shows all kinds of false positives. Many of our hospitals are empty. And some of these films we're seeing are actually dummies that are supposed to be dead people. And this is all part of an attempt. At the bottom of this is a desire to control the world's population. And if you've listened to this show, then you know that I am totally in favor of controlling the world's population. We have way too many people. We're growing exponentially. Our doubling time is 70 years. What that means is the whole human population doubles every 70 years. So that means right now we're about 8 billion people. In 2090, there'll be 16 billion. In 2160, we'll be 32 billion people on the earth. If our current 1% growth rate is maintained, we will have 32 billion people in two doubling times, which is 140 years. So we are in a crisis in terms of population. The doubling time is calculated one as 70 divided by the percentage growth rate. So if our percentage growth rate increased to 2%, then our doubling time would be only 35 years. So we're in a crisis. And this is why I believe the elite has decided to kill people off with vaccines, with pandemics like COVID-19, with wars. And when they start the 5G, that's going to weaken people's immune system even more. So we got to stop all this stuff, all this nonsense. We got to expose the real underlying problem, why they are doing all of this. So let's talk a little bit about vaccines quickly. The vaccine, you may have heard the term MRC-5, which means Medical Research Council Cell Strain 5. These are aborted fetal cells and other DNA. Let's talk about a little bit about fetal tissue used in vaccine development. This goes all the way back to the 1960s when they took a human cadaver that was something like 14 weeks old, I believe it was, and they took the lung tissue out of this cadaver, which was an aborted fetus, and they put some kind of virus, some kind of tumor in there. Most vaccines currently available were developed by using cell strains cultured from two fetuses aborted for other purposes in the 1960s. So a lot of people have a problem with this, which is understandable. What you're getting when you take a vaccine is thimerosal, which is mercury, even though they say it isn't there. You're getting formaldehyde, which actually slows down some of that immune response, which is weird. You're getting fetal tissue. Who knows what that other DNA and RNA being put in your body does. And then you're also getting sometimes monkey kidney cells. I've heard of those being in these vaccines. It's ghastly what they're doing in these vaccines. Anyway, I kind of digress there a little bit into vaccines. Anyway, it's very disturbing to me because I think the other thing that you need to, you can ask about besides MRC-5, which is Medical Research Council Cell Strain 5, which is the aborted fetal cells in vaccines. You can also ask a doctor about the iatrogenic reactions that can happen because of vaccines. One of those is Guillain-Barré's disease, which is a neurological disorder which my wife's boss had, and he was a lawyer, and then he took a flu shot, and the same day couldn't get up, and they had to get him a wheelchair, and he was months in a wheelchair, and eventually got to where he could walk with a cane and drive again. So what is going on? Why is all this happening? What are the goals of this new world order? Well, one thing they want is a one world government. That's why they had World War I, World War II, to set us up for this one world government, which would stop all the wars, at least supposedly. Little do we know that they were really the ones creating these wars. The New World Order also wants to destroy all national identity and pride, and that's why we have the chanting, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. You hear that from Antifa. They shout, death to America. Billionaire George Soros is funding much of this caravan invasion that we had. The other thing that the New World Order wants to do is destroy the middle class. And the biggest loser from this coronavirus is the middle class and the people that literally lost their jobs because of this. And the mainstream media is making the crisis worse. Every chance they get, the clock is ticking for the government to get a handle on this pandemic and move into mitigation. Really, in many ways, this coronavirus, although people are getting sick, it's a real virus, people have died. For the most part, it's a hoax in the sense that it's really designed to gain control of people, to undermine our institutional rights, like the Bill of Rights. Another thing that the New World Order wants to do is the destruction of the family. And that's why the traditional family is being attacked in every direction. And it's very possible, it's very typical that a child will grow up without one of the biological parents. Pornography is now mainstream. A lot of transmitted diseases occur, undesirable, unwanted pregnancies occur. The family is disintegrating. And this is by design. And I don't say this is true for all people that have a gender change, but some of this is the byproduct of the activities of the New World Order. What they want to do, they want to transform the lower class into a group of androgynous human beings. The elite want to make two groups in society. The first group is the elite, the upper class, about 1% of the population. The second group is 99% of the people, which they want to have no rights, no gender, and almost no ability for independent thinking. So the people in the lower class will not have the right to reproduce. And the elite, they're slowly brainwashing the public. So, and that's what all of this, you know, has been about from the beginning. So they want to do away with normal childbirth. They want to do artificial insemination. And the whole reason behind this is to have control of people from the moment they're born. So they won't have time for independent thinking. Remember, from the Meyer material, that independent thinking is what allows us to evolve our consciousness. So they don't want the average person to evolve their consciousness. Above all, they don't want that. That's what they're doing to do. So when there are when there is harmonious thinking between two different people, and there's something called constructive interference that occurs, and that means that the two effective harmonious thinking, they build each other up. They tend to amplify each other. This is called constructive interference. And it can be even more pronounced when it occurs between a man and a woman. But it can be also occur in musical groups. It happens a lot. So if they're successful. But, and this is part of the attack on the family, is to destroy this harmonious thinking that occurs between people. And that's why there's so much emphasis on violence and sex and things like this. That's really has nothing to do with this harmonious thinking. So there's all of these interruptions. People are being intentionally dumbed down so that they can achieve this genderless society. Remember from the Meyer material, the negative and the positive are two forces that belong together because they depend on one another. So the creation of a genderless society removes that natural synergy or that constructive interference that occurs between the male and the female. And they also want to remove the brightest national groups. They also, the global elite, or as Billy calls them, the secret dark order, wants to implant a chip in every human being. And this is what it says in the Goblet of Truth. And it will be increasingly the case that human beings will be treated like animals for the slaughter, implanted with electric data chips, by means of which you will be completely controlled and robbed of freedom by authorities, public offices and governments, although in your ignorance you will think that you live as free human beings, although in fact you are servants. And there is something now, and we've talked about this before, the DSP monitoring system, which is a series of satellites that monitors the whole world. It's pretty amazing. Another thing that's being done against people, generally speaking, is something called mind control of the masses. And what they do is they do something called Operation Mockingbird, which is designed to get you to say and think the same thing that you see on a TV. Operation Mockingbird is a large-scale program of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, which began in the 1950s and attempted to manipulate the news media for propaganda purposes. It's going on still, but it's worse because the Chinese communists are involved. And listen to what William J. Casey said, who was the director of the Central Intelligence decades ago. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." This is such a sad state of affairs. It's very depressing to me that our government is waging war against its own people. The fifth goal of the elite is the destruction of religions like the Christian religion. The sixth goal of the elite is taking away all your rights and freedoms. And like I said, this is also about creating a tyranny over the human consciousness. And what did Billy say in the Goblet of Truth? He said in particular it was the Roman Catholic Church that inherited the practices of the inhuman Roman Imperium, establishing an evil consciousness-conditioned tyranny in the place of the former Roman military tyranny, which reached its accumulation in the Inquisition, but has continued unripped since then, even in a reduced form. The elite are working to take away our rights of self-determination. We have been born into this prison, this consciousness-conditioned tyranny talked about by Billy Meyer. So we're being conditioned. This is a consciousness-conditioned tyranny. So we're being conditioned or trained to think in a certain way, to behave in a certain way. A tyranny is an oppressive government, a cruel government often. The New World Order is showing political correctness is another way of pressure. It's a pressure designed to take away your freedom. Political correctness is the avoidance of certain forms of expression. So they're decreasing our communication. And political correctness is destroying our ability to communicate. And now we're having the removal of conservative voices from YouTube, from Twitter. So the tyranny, the consciousness conditioned tyranny is very real. And Billy made a great, when he said that in The Goblet of Truth, it was such a profound statement. The seventh goal of the ruling class is to merge us with machines. And the elites say humanity is obsolete. And they want to bring in what's called transhumanism. We are said to be in the postmodern society. According to these global elite, and Billy has warned us about the rise of the robot people. The global elite want to move us into mega cities. They want to restrict travel. They want to take away our right to drive and own our own vehicles. They want to bring in these driverless cars, which will take us everywhere. They want to take away all privacy. They want to eliminate the borders between nations. They want to bring about utter destruction of national identity and national pride. They want to put an end to industrialization. It's a very dark future. But I think what's good about this is more and more people are learning about this. More and more people are waking up to what's happening. And let me just end with this. The words are much more to be understood as the value of the practical experience and the lived experience of a human being who has made the effort all his life to examine his thoughts and steer them along neutral, positive lines. And the knowledge that all the human beings might are anchored in his or her thoughts. The human being is the forger of his own fortune. And we're the creator of our own good luck. So the power of our thoughts is incredible. Keep that in mind. We'll see you next show. Have a good evening.